When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm a stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. I keep a horn on me. That could my seat. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The best show on the radio. We thank you for listening. 94.1 on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and streaming on YouTube. We love you, YouTube folks. Jack, get to it, brother.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So rarely is there enough audio to come up with the top five funniest pieces of audio in the last day. But there is.
Wow.
There is. And one comes from the same NBA basketball game.
Ah.
Not the Sixers.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, did I send you that?
You sent one of them, and there was another
some
one.
Kate Nala stuff.
No, there was no Kate Nala stuff last night.
Honestly, the NBA one is way
out
of
crazy.
Pocket. Way out of pocket.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But starting at number five, for those that missed it, I do want to replay the BAM call from yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's making it?
It's making it. Because it happened at 2:30 yesterday. It's going to get referenced a lot in the next year.
Yes.
And I want to make sure people are honed in on just what BAM said yesterday.
Okay. BAM, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year's.
Hey, BAM.
What's
Happy
up,
New
BAM?
Year. I could have had a better New Year's, so, Jack. I was at a party on New Year's Eve, man. Got grazed by a bullet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I was at a New Year's Eve party, and then somebody, this random person, was showed up to the party, and they was think it was cool, shot up in the air, and one of the bullets came down and struck me, grazed me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. It just burns. I had to, like, they got me in a burn cast, and had to put a lot of aloe vera on there.
Wow.
It's aloe vera, yeah.
Did the party continue? I mean, did you keep part? Did it happen before midnight?
Come on, man, you had to, did you stay for the rest of the party, right?
Yeah, I stayed for the rest of the party.
Ah, that's my man right there.
Where'd it hit you at?
In my arm, in my neck, on my shin.
Jeez.
Hold on. You got hit twice?
Yeah,
it's like JFK.
It ricocheted off my arm and it hit my shin.
But it's single bullet theory. Yeah. Are you sure there wasn't was there a grassy knoll by the party?
Nah.
Okay.
It was somebody there.
Oh, man.
Now, just to be sure, nobody was seriously, obviously.
Are you the only one who got hit?
Yeah, is everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay.
Okay, all right.
Like, yeah. Wow. I was the only one who got hit because I couldn't run fast enough.
Wow.
Never mind. Yeah.
You should be careful running,
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I was definitely getting ready to say, where were you going to run to?
Now, if you don't know, Bam is blind, which is why him running, we were worried about it. Now, he did say something, and hearing it, it does raise my antenna a little bit.
Okay.
He said, all right, so it appears as if the bullet did not puncture him at any point,
sure.
Right? He said it ricocheted off his arm and then went into his leg.
Yeah.
But he does not have the bullet. It ricocheted.
It didn't lodge in anywhere.
Yeah, it didn't.
Right, ricochet. Probably just went straight.
Is it possible that something other than a gun happened and they just told him it was a gun? Like, well, no, I'm. Were they lighting off fireworks?
It's a fair point.
I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah.
I'm so glad Bam is okay.
Yeah, we're again during the summer. We'll get Bam in here.
Yeah, we'll hear more about that.
And we got to find out if that party was indoors or not.
Yes.
Because somebody has fired off a gun indoors.
And it's just bouncing off the ceiling?
That's why I had to, wouldn't that make more sense if it's outside? So then go up and then come down?
If he shoots it up outside, where's it coming down and then it's going to hit him?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it has to come down eventually.
It sure does. Well, yeah.
But it's not going straight up and coming
down. But also, if he's inside, it's getting lodged upstairs.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why he's had to be
outside. Unless he's in a steel room or something.
Could
it's,
you imagine?
It's just drywall. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm glad you replayed that.
Lots of breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, that call... It's one of the best calls we've ever got. Mm. Yeah.
I agree. All right. So the other pieces of audio. I'm obsessed with the Charlotte Hornets announcer.
Yes, he's great.
He's kind of like Gus Johnson, but younger Gus Johnson.
He's great. I don't know if you've ever heard them. I used to watch them.
So,
you know, when I used to have to watch the Sixers on League Pass when I was in North Jersey, I would get all of League Pass and I would watch them sometimes just to hear him. He's great.
Yeah, so this is his call last night of Emmanuel Quickley of the Raptors draining a game winner.
Oh, no! Ah! No! Emmanuel Quickley wins it for Toronto!
It's January 8th and you're the Hornets.
Yes.
No!
Wow, yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, he's a good listener.
Yeah,
he is a good listener.
He gets really into it.
He sounded like, what's our guy in Minnesota? Paul Allen.
A little bit like Paul Allen.
Yeah. He's always, he lives and dies with every.
I respect that. You know?
Yeah.
He's trying to button it up, like the Favre interception.
Yep.
Then he said, like, Brett Favre cannot make
that
pass.
Do that. It's not Detroit, man. It's Super Bowl.
It's the NFC Championship
game.
That's
what he said. Yes.
It's awesome. All right.
Oh, man.
But also, in the Raptors Hornets game last night, didn't think I'd have two pieces of audio from this. This is the Raptors announcers, and I believe the context is that they weren't hitting threes all night, and they finally hit a three.
Okay.
And this was their reaction.
Jet to Mamu. He'll let it fly. Oh! Jack! Hallelujah! I feel like Red Fox at Sanford and Son. I think I'm going to have the big one right now. Weezy!
I'm coming!
Oh, my goodness.
No.
They made a three!
Nope.
Tears are flowing in the broadcast booth. Mamu!
I'm out. I was in all the way up until he said, Weezy, I'm coming to join you.
Yeah.
It's Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weezy is George Jefferson's wife.
Yeah. That is mixing up the black sitcoms.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yep.
That is a tough
one. It was a good call, though.
Yeah, good call. Second funniest piece of audio in the last day is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you hear what Joel said after the game last night?
I saw it this morning.
Okay, here is Joel Embiid talking about last night's game.
Besides just the focus and the lockdown.
Yeah, just not playing without meat last game,
man.
Coming out every game, and just...
He did that on purpose, man.
Well, Doc said that once. And
I thought I was playing with your food, though.
No, he said, I'm pretty sure Doc said meat, and I'm pretty sure Joel, that's a little troll of Doc. I'm pretty sure Doc said playing with your meat, but
definitely playing with your food.
But I'm saying
the phrase, he knows what he's doing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Joel's a good troll. Man.
Yeah, that is the best version of Joel when he's just lightly trolling when things are going well. Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Not playing without meat.
Come on, man.
Joel, he's feeling happy.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is.
The quote from Doc in 23 after the Sixers played the Nets, you've got to take care of your business. Don't play with your meat.
and we never kept that.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
We didn't. That's probably a miss by me.
Yeah, how do we miss that?
I don't know.
But the funniest piece of audio comes from our own Hugh Douglas, who also, by the way, was sporting red and black today. Now, is that for the Falcons' job?
I think it is.
Or Niners?
Yeah.
Or not? No, it's, I think it's the Falcons' job.
He's been
Falcons
pro Eagles this week, I
He has been pro Eagles this week.
He was super pro Jalen, I heard, for about 5 minutes today, too, which is not very Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's not he had a good run.
It was... Let me ask you about this before you play this audio.
Okay.
Did it get a little too hot in the kitchen for Hugh? I thought Hugh, he was on our side for a little bit, you know? Did Hugh's days as a hot taker, you know, sports talk host?
Maybe.
He got a little too hot in the kitchen for Hugh, maybe.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
He was at war for a long time there.
Yes, he was.
Social media.
Yeah. He was. Well, and that Jaylen makes it worse.
And Jaylen fans, not fun to argue with.
Nope. And they never stop.
That's
the thing. Yeah,
they never stop.
It's not going to end.
Hugh is normally the guy that never stops, but when you meet them, you realize,
Yep.
But this piece of audio from Hugh earlier, already an all-timer.
And who was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings. Mangina.
Whoa.
Try to think of Eric Mangini.
Nick Mangina?
Mangina.
Not Mangina.
Nick Mangina.
He knew that wasn't right. He knew that wasn't right.
Oh, man.
He couldn't stop himself from saying it.
Oh, my goodness. That was so good.
Mangina.
Nick Mangina. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Save 40% off all windows and doors with 12 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Happy New Year, fellas.
You know what? You're the last one in. It's a cutoff. That's
my
a cutoff.
Daughter, no, my daughter gets mad when I wish people Happy New Year.
No more Happy New Year.
It's a week old now.
Yeah, January 8th. You're the last one. You got in right under the deadline. I think this Seinfeld one is the 7th. So I'm going to say the 8th. I'm going to give you that one, but we're going to move on after that. So.
Snuck right in there, Spike. Yep. Snuck right in there.
Yep.
Spritz, what were you saying? It was a couple segments back. Were you saying you're guaranteeing Josh Allen's going to lose this weekend?
Yeah, he's going to lose this weekend.
Dude, what do you want to bet on that? Because there is no way Josh Allen is losing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That Jacksonville team's pretty good, and that Bills team is not.
No way, dude. With Sunshine back there, he's a fake, dude.
Seen his last, like, six games?
I'm not.
His postseason games aren't very good.
Might beat Herbert.
That's the only one that's worse than him.
I'm surprised, Spike, that you're taking Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen this weekend.
I'm not. It's not a Trevor Lawrence thing. Yeah, it's a team. I do believe Josh Allen's the best player in football overall. I think he's the best player in football. I think it's possible that he could go nuclear. He did it against the Ravens this year. He did it against the Patriots. He's done it a few times. I just like. That Jacksonville team is really good. It's on the road. I don't think the Bills can stop anybody. And
besides the Eagles.
Yeah. And Josh Allen doesn't have anybody to throw to. It's going to be a tough game for him to win.
I'm still sticking with Josh on that one. But, I Spritz, when I heard that, it completely threw me. I couldn't believe. I think Buffalo is a far. I think we're going to play Buffalo.
Listen, I hope the Bills make the Super Bowl. I mean, there's no that I hope they win the Super Bowl. But like,
it would help my futures bet.
Yeah, I just
I picked the Eagles and the Bills in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that would help my futures bet.
But I don't feel it.
Well, I couldn't get in yesterday to answer your question, and I wanted to defend Dr. Chris from earlier with Bryce Harper Loverboy over there.
Yeah.
Ever since Bryce Harper mentioned his name. Once, dude, you would think he was like the mayor of WIP. And he walks around and just he rips on everybody. And his takes are stupid because he's a hypocrite. This morning,
wow.
he's defend
he's saying that we don't show our athletes enough love. I didn't hear what he said, but from what I heard when he was on with you, Spritz, is that what was going on? He's trying to say that we're too hard on our players?
Yeah, we're not appreciating this enough. Like, we're taking it for granted in a way. That kind of thing.
It's Jalen Hader of all time, dude. We have the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, okay? Well, we have a guy that won the MVP in the Super Bowl last year. He's been to two out of the last three Super Bowls. What other quarterback has given us that since the Eagles have ever been in existence? Because I'll wait. It's never happened.
None. Yeah, none.
And then he wants to come on and say that we're not showing our players. Get the hell out of here. And he's a hypocrite. That's what I don't need a doctorate either. I'll tell you what's wrong right there. He's a hypocrite. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Well,
I agree with Dr. Kress.
Let me just say, Dustin, be prepared.
I can't wait to hear his remarks.
Yes.
All right, though. He only calls up once a month.
He will respond to this.
With the morning guys, dude, because his calls are completely different on each show, and that's what bothers me.
But I can appreciate
But we also like the Chuck comedy era our show.
This has been an adjustment from Chuck that I didn't see coming, and he's been very, very good. I have to, and I've had my wars with Chuck, for sure.
I loved when you guys had your wars. That was great. But I don't like how he's coming on to call her crime. But here's the thing.
Here's the thing, Dustin. He had a point. She is a bit of an enabler with Jalen.
How can you
talk about the Chargers game and say that the reason they lost is because A.J. Brown dropped a pass when the guy had five turnovers?
But Spike, you've had bad shows before, and I still think you're the best, dude. Like, I don't understand. So we had bad performance. If you go back and look at his win-loss record, and that essentially, whether you and Spritzy like that admit it or not, Ike knows what's up.
That's right.
It all comes down to winning football games. I don't care how.
That's all it matters.
Let me ask you something, Dustin. What quarterback over the last two seasons has won the most football games? What do you think? Who do you think it is?
Not sure, but what quarterback?
I'm just asking you a question. Who?
I would honestly.
It's Sam Darnold.
He's a fraud.
I'm sorry. 28 and 6 the last two seasons. 28 and 6.
What has he done when the games?
Let me ask you something. He played one after Jalen's first playoff game. How many playoff wins did Jalen have? The answer is zero, and Sam Darnold has played one playoff game and lost it. So, like if you want to throw the win, now I do not think Sam Darnold is better than Jalen, but you know why? It is because I am grown up enough to be able to understand that there's more to how the quarterback plays than whether the team won or not. That's it.
And then on top of it, like, you had the dude from San Fran earlier, and he's talking about all the injuries, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
We're getting our Hall of Fame left tackle or right tackle back. We're getting our future Hall of Fame defensive tackle back healthy and rested. That is game changing. And then to throw on top of that, the reason Jalen Hurts is, in my opinion, better than these other quarterbacks, he doesn't turn the ball over. So when you're getting a world championship defense, and then on top of that, I'm not saying that the running game is going to come back, but Lane Johnson makes a difference on that line. Like, you have Tyler Steen, who can't block a cold in the wintertime, but you still got him out there, and he hasn't been really doing anything.
If not turning the ball over was so effective for the offense, why don't they score more points?
It's going to sound like, and this is why I wanted to get to your point yesterday. If this dude is playing for his job, we have a serious problem. Because even if they win the Super Bowl,
enabler Dustin
running their offense. Spike, their offense looks like it's ran in Madden. It looks like there's 10 plays, dude. You're running. It's 3rd and 10, and you're sending out. You're running a single back,
You know better.
You got Saquon blocking, and you got two wide receivers running routes. And he throws a horrible ball. Well, no, duh, because he's got pressure in his face. He's got two wide receivers running the ball.
Yep.
He's obviously afraid to run right now. Okay,
The Jalen Enabler Society.
Oh, God, here we go. Wow. Dude, it's just
It's just Chuck had a point.
Like, we got to live with
I'm
it.
Not a hater. I'm not a hater. Not a hater. I just said he's better than Sam Darnold. Yeah.
And this goes for everybody in Philadelphia. 10 years ago, if you were given the opportunity from a magic genie saying you could win a Super Bowl, but you're not going to make the playoffs for 20 years, almost everybody in Philadelphia would do that. Right now, we have a competent team with a competent quarterback. We're missing a coach. Go out and, of course, I'm dropping the ball on it, but the dude from Miami, is there any way?
Oh, that'll work. Mike McDaniels.
Okay. Say we can want Spike, but it's changing. We have an offense right now that's throwing up crayons, dude.
So why do you think, Dustin, let me ask you something.
Sure.
The offense has been very simple for the last 4 years. Why do you think Mike McDaniel is going to come in here and all of a sudden do his complicated offense? And I can promise you, after 3 games, do you know what we'd be doing? Running the same 10 plays we run this year. Because the same 10 plays we ran the year before and the same 10 plays we ran before that. And if the offensive line is great, we can run the ball. We'll be a good football team. And if they're not and they don't, then we won't. Petullo, I don't know if he's a good offensive coordinator. He might be bad. I have no idea. But come on, man. Stop the enabling.
Not enabling. But yeah. You know what I will enable, dude? We got to change Flyers of 50 to Flyers of 15. We need that dude on here for a segment. I know you're not.
Well, he's
you're
basically not gonna,
he already he has the whole segment. Yeah. That's the bit.
Brode's skit with the hockey's great, dude. We need more hockey around here, fellas.
All right.
Well, look, if your boy doesn't score more than 16 points on Sunday, we might be talking hockey on Monday. You know, we might be all yelled out by 4:30 on Monday.
But the Bichette meeting's Monday.
Oh, that's when it is?
Yeah.
Well, where do you think they take him?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Chickies, I should,
or they
I'm
just,
sure.
Or they just
Chickies.
Or they just...
Come right by.
They just stay at the bank.
Well, I think it's actually a video conference. Yeah.
Oh, he's not coming in.
Well, what would you guys expect to run into him down the street?
Well, no.
I want to sell him on the city.
Machado came in.
Yeah.
I know. How'd that turn out? Well. You had the union worker going, the construction guy going, yay, sign!
You know what they should do?
And they locked him out. Remember Klentak?
Yes,
locked the door?
I do.
And he'd open the door like he was a relative at Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Nanny. What, did you not expect him to show up? It was crazy. Crazy.
But they should go out to wherever he is. You tell Mr. Middleton,
yeah,
go out,
go.
Fly out to where,
fly
the,
out.
You know.
Where's he from? Where's he from?
Florida.
Okay.
Be a nice trip.
Jetting head down
he might be. He might be on his honeymoon, though, because he got married last weekend.
Oh, good
right.
point.
Yeah.
Look at him making excuses on the fly.
Man, listen. He's doing the Zoom meeting from the honeymoon spot.
That's sure his dedication.
That's a good sign.
I want to know who's texting him. And John Heyman said there's strong, feels like there's strong mutual interest between both parties. Come on.
This feels like a work.
I don't. I'm getting excited.
Okay. All right.
I know. You should be skeptical. You are
that's
skeptical,
my bit.
Man.
That's
yeah,
my bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I say that's my bit. That's yep. how I am as a human. That is my bit as a human. 215-592-9494. Coming up next. Apparently, quite a scene in the Eagles' locker room earlier today.
Oh, everyone's dancing around.
Just quite a scene. We will get the description of the scene from inside, from our Eagles Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, guess what? You'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And we live. S-S-S-E-Elliot.
Hank.
S-S-S-S-E-Elliot.
Girl.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. An emergency check-in.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, that was a new one. Emergency check-in from Sassy Elliot, Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
Man, I got to say that they really blend together well.
They do.
Like a, remix. Like a remix from back in the day. Just goes right into it. What's up, guys? Excited to see why you want to have me on.
Well, you know, I always hear you warning people that if we reach out, you know, around 5 o'clock or something and ask you to come on, it's never good. We're just checking in with our guy, Elliot. There's nothing nefarious here.
Nice. Well, I'm excited. I mean, the injury report just came out. We can talk about that. Whatever you guys want to talk about, I'm here for.
Well, we did have this breaking news tweet that we needed to talk to you about. Let me read it to you, Elliot. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room, players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I've been in, just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it.
Exactly right. See, I was in the locker room as an insider, yes, with a credential around my neck. And with that responsibility, I felt it was important to inform the fans what was going on in the locker room. So, you know, it's an important tweet. I know I saw the odds yesterday for Insider of the Year. I see I'm a trailer a little bit.
I thought you didn't pay attention.
I thought you didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you and Devin just trying to outthirst each other around the Eagles this week. I mean, what a competition is going on right now.
I don't know what you want me to do. I walk in the locker room. It's maybe the loudest locker room I've ever been in. It was. A.J. Brown, let me set the scene for you guys.
Oh, yes. Please
I'm going to set the scene. So I walk in, right? Crowded locker room, way more crowded than normal. Left side of the locker room, bunch of players in a circle talking, yelling, and I look, sitting in the middle is A.J. Brown, and they're having some debate about something. They're laughing. Another back of the locker room, more players are talking. It was so loud, you almost couldn't conduct interviews at one point. So, look, that's part of the profession. I have to still conduct interviews. I was happy to still do it, but it was an extremely loose, loud locker room, and, you know, some might say A.J. was leading the way.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
That is noteworthy. If A.J.'s leading the vibes in the locker room.
Oh, are you kidding me? Where was Jalen?
I didn't see Jalen. He wasn't there. Yeah, I think they were in a meeting.
Is that
sure? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see Jalen.
It was
he wasn't
loose
there.
Locker room, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well,
anything else going on?
Yeah, anything else? The injury report?
Oh, the injury report.
Lane Johnson did practice, right?
Okay.
Lane Johnson was out there. We got to see him do individuals today. We didn't get to see them do that yesterday. And he was lined up, like, with the starters. They don't line up the straight five, but they'll line up the right side of the line with the guard, and they'll do drills that way. And he was with the starters. He was, you know, going through all the drills. I know he was listed as limited, but I think he's going to play. I guess you can't say 100% until that injury makes it to Sunday, but I think he's going to be out there. N'Kobe is going to be out there. He talked yesterday. Kyle Katerra practiced, I think, for a toast. So they're going to be, you know, I would have gone for the 2-seed, but they are going to be extremely healthy in this game. So they will get what they want going into the postseason.
Trent Williams did practice today as well.
Ah.
So that's a good sign for the Niners.
Yeah, right.
That is a big one for the Niners.
Did he practice? Is Kittle back?
I did not see.
I think he's practiced all week.
Oh, he has been practicing.
Pearsall, I guess, was off to the side.
Okay.
But
he's had that knee thing the entire year, Pearsall.
Yeah, I mean, I will say Trent Williams practicing is definitely a big deal. He's their best offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I haven't got to see all the 49ers tweets from practice today. I haven't seen what their locker room was like how loud it was or if they were having debates and stuff like that.
The vibes,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the Trent Williams news is good for sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell me again about the locker room?
It was maybe the last time I've ever been in. I mean, you want to talk about good vibes. Like, it was unbelievable. Heading into the postseason, this team has put the regular season behind them. I think they're ready just to concentrate on the future, for sure.
All right. Man, I'm excited for your prediction with us tomorrow, as you will join us at 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. if we don't need you beforehand, you know. So.
Well, after this locker room, I might have just gone up, you know, a few points.
So wow.
That's what he was making
sure
of.
There it is. Wow.
I got to tell you, E. You being a longer shot than Devin to win Insider of the Year, brother, is disappointing.
Look, I've not had the best start to the season. There's no doubt about it.
Start to the season.
It's playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you think about it, we're only about halfway through because it goes through the combine, right, in the draft.
Yeah, in so the free agency. I still got
the whole offseason. Now, traditionally, that's not my strong part of the season, but we will see. We will see what I can do for the second half.
Yo,
but,
I'm
not giving up yet.
McManus with I wouldn't say a home run, but a double with his Vic Fangio meatball story today.
Oh, yeah, how about that one?
Yeah.
I did notice when listening through, it was pretty interesting how when you named other beat reporters, it was, haven't really done much, but a ton of respect for him. You know,
that well, look.
And then I go, and it's like not a great year so far. I'm pretty far down the list.
Well, look, the respect for you is understood because we are coworkers and friends.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
I appreciate that.
But
yeah.
McManus, you know, some say McManus was robbed last year.
Some do say. Now, robbed because he didn't win and I won.
Well, he had more first place votes. Yeah.
He did, but you need total votes.
Right.
Votes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. The trophy's in my house right now.
All right. There it is. There he is. The great Elliot Shore Park. Subscribe
right.
to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty.
There he is. Yeah. And
him and Seltzer are breaking down a locker room tomorrow. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Devin, she lied on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
She said something about the Niners. She was doing, you know, in the exchange with, well, like, quote unquote exchange with Buzz about
where Buzz just bullied her.
Yeah,
Having
to beat a team 4 times in 2 years or something. She said, you know, the Niners have had a cake schedule. The Niners, by strength of schedule, had a harder schedule than the Eagles this year. And she and Elliot have been perpetrating this lie, this thirsty lie, that the Eagles had a tougher schedule, and they did not have a tough schedule. By winning percentage, I think they had the 24th toughest schedule in the league. 24th by winning percentage.
And the Niners had?
Niners were 15th or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Niners, if I remember correctly, their opponent's winning percentage was 498. And the
just based off their division.
Yes. And the Eagles was 472.
Yeah.
It actually just ended up being, it's actually very funny when you get a last place schedule or something like that happens and somebody like Jacksonville ends up being good.
I was going to say AFC South was supposed to be not good.
Yes.
They wound up getting 2 teams in, and Indy was good for half of the year.
Yes. Yeah. So if you ended up playing them then.
Yeah.
And, our schedule, I think the things that ended up with the Eagles schedule being, you know, it's not that it wasn't a tough schedule. It felt like a tough schedule during it. But clearly, Chiefs not as good as people thought. Dallas was not as good as we thought they were going to be. The Giants even were not as good as we thought they were going to be. Washington were not as good. Even the Lions, good team, but not what they were last year.
Didn't finish strong.
What we were expecting.
Yep.
So, 215-592-9494. Nick in Hillsboro. You're in WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick? Guys? Can I get some Ike juice?
Yes, sir. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I got a question for you, and I'll give you the rationale why I asked that question. Would you guys trade a loss this weekend for John Harbaugh?
No.
Nah. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Nah.
No. I live, it's Central Jersey, so I get both New York and Philly markets.
Yes.
And Spike, your old colleagues up there.
Oh, they want John Harbaugh. Yeah.
Well, they do, but 2 different shows were saying how the worst thing that could happen for Giants fans is if we lost this weekend and got John Harbaugh, who would come back to us.
Now, that's Craig.
Do you think there's any chance that happens?
That's Craig. That's Craig.
Craig
is just stirring stuff up. There is, I have no inside information, that there is absolutely, aside from if the Eagles pulled out knives and stabbed the other team. I can't imagine Nick Sirianni could get fired.
Aside from Nick Sirianni pulling out knives and stabbing somebody.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I can't.
He's not getting fired.
There's no world in which Nick Sirianni gets fired.
No.
Yeah. And Craig
is. And nor should he, by the way.
Yes. And look, Craig is one of the best at stirring people up. See, he knows how to stir up Philadelphians because he worked here. But there is no chance. I saw, what's his name? Nick Wright was saying it too, saying something about if the Eagles, there's no way they're firing Sirianni. Yeah. And you're talking about the same, look, I'm not, John Harbaugh's a great coach, but he's another CEO coach.
No, exactly right.
Yeah.
What's different? He's going to have to hire an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And that has the potential of leaving every year. So it doesn't do anything different for the Eagles. The culture isn't the problem with the Eagles. And that's what Nick is supposed to be. His strength is at, and honestly, for 2 straight years, he's navigated some choppy waters, and we'll see how this ends up. but I don't get the sense at all that the Eagles are unhappy with Nick Sirianni as a coach at all.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, Greg was one of them, but also Tiki said it too in the midday. Him and Evan were talking about it, and I mean, obviously Tiki's an ex-player. Is there any insight there that maybe he knows something too, you know? And
well, it's a better chance that I have inside information than Tiki or Craig having inside information.
Yeah, on the Eagles.
Yes.
For sure. I think what Tiki might be doing is, you know, like Tiki certainly can have Giants inside information. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he thinks that the Giants aren't going to get him and he's trying to throw off a scent. I have no idea. I would be floored if Nick Sirianni got fired. It would be, I would be, how about this? I would be more surprised if Nick Sirianni wasn't the head coach next year than Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback. It would surprise me more if Sirianni wasn't the head coach. Like, that is how shocked I would be if Sirianni wouldn't be here for John Harbaugh. So,
what are the chances Petullo gets replaced with either Kingsbury or even Dable possibly?
Now that has
possibility
to it, I guess.
Now my guess is that Kingsbury is going to try to get a head coaching job.
Yeah,
yeah, and Dable, I don't know about Dable.
Dable worked with Hurts at Alabama, though. They got the familiarities from there.
He also is familiar with being benched when Brian Dable was there. I don't know. Thank you for the call, Nick. From a personality standpoint, Dable feels like a weird fit. It just feels like a weird fit to me from a personality standpoint.
Yeah, I know people don't want to hear this, but I don't think anybody on the coaching staff is in trouble. Now, you may get somebody that leaves because they get promoted somewhere else but I just don't see where the Eagles are going to blame the results of this year on a coach.
Well, the point you made yesterday was, forgetting about where the leaks came from, they clearly came from within the organization, mm-hmm. and those leaks were indicative of an organization that does not think the coach was the problem. It doesn't mean that they think he did the best job he could have done this year, or that they weren't disappointed in certain things, but it just doesn't seem like, I don't get the vibe from the organization
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The players that did voice their opinion that they weren't happy about the direction of the offense never pointed a finger at a coach.
No, not one time.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody was saying we need better play designs or anything of that nature.
No, they kept saying it's us. Yeah. The only person... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey guys, I heard you talking about Italian food here, and Angelo always loved my Sunday sauce or gravy. Each grandma called it something different, so I called it whatever one was going to get me smacked with a wooden spoon. But the meatballs, the best meatballs I ever had, were made by Gail Cataldi, who's an Irish woman. So good that when I do charity events, I actually auction off a pot of her meatballs to people.
Wow!
And wow, it's amazing. Gail's secret she found, man, I've never tasted a better meatball in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you want to giggle when you hear, just because the balls part of meatballs.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest. I'm sorry. It's like, I can't get it out of my head. Yeah. Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead.
Sorry.
You said balls. No, but, I never had a feeling one way or another about the 49ers, or I call them the whiners now, until that NFC Championship. Like, in my life, I've never seen a professional team whine the way they did after that game. Oh, if our quarterback didn't get hurt. I've never heard that before. I lost so much respect for them, and now every time I see them, it's like my head just explodes. I hate them more than I hate Dallas right now. That's how much I hate the whiners.
Wow.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, yeah.
How about it?
Yeah, well, the way I describe it is Dallas is like your ex-wife who you divorced a long time ago. You don't like her, whereas the Niners are the girl that stayed overnight and then woke up in the morning and stole your stereo.
Wow, you had a different life than I did, Kenny.
Yeah.
All right. See you, buddy.
Stole your stereo.
Yeah. Marcus in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
This call is mainly for you, bro.
First off, I love your Sixers.
Which one? Oh, me. Okay, there we go. Yes.
Love you. I love the Sixers. I love how you love the Sixers and believe in Joel Embiid. Like, so that's how I know your opinions are genuine and it's not like clickbaity.
No. Yeah.
The hate that you have for the coach.
The coach?
The coach and Jalen Hurts.
I do not hate the coach one little bit. Marcus, first of all, hold on. I just want to be clear. I don't hate either of them. I think Nick Sirianni is a very good coach. I don't think he's as good a coach as Kyle Shanahan, but I think he's a very good coach. And I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. So, but I don't hate either of them. I actually have the problem. My issue, Marcus, and then I'll let you go. I'm sorry. My issue is that sometimes around here, when you say that somebody is better, all of a sudden in a different city, all of a sudden you say, well, you hate him. Like if I asked you if Kyle Shanahan is a better offensive coordinator than Kevin Petullo, would you say yes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you hate Kevin Petullo.
No. Hear me out. See,
yeah.
That's different because there's a head coach in an offensive. I would say Kyle Shanahan is a better offensive-minded head coach than Nick Sirianni all day. I would say Nick Sirianni is a better CEO coach than Kyle Shanahan. Now, that's the issue. I get what y'all say, how we need to, you know, change up the offensive coordinator. That's a problem that he doesn't call plays. But that's not what I call.
Okay.
What I call for is because I feel like Josh Allen is the best player in the league, you say, right?
Yes.
Best player in the league. You just said that earlier.
Yep.
Josh Allen's stats and Jalen's stats this year are the same.
Yes, but if you watch both players...
Hear me out.
Yes.
The difference is Jalen wins at a higher clip than Josh. Now, you can say Jalen has all of this stuff with the incompetent head coach that doesn't call plays and with the incompetent offensive coordinator that doesn't call rhythmic plays. But their stats are the same. Their stats have been the same. Josh only had probably one or two like outstanding years. But love Josh.
No, but he is Marcus. Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Allen has a better skill set.
No, he's a better player.
No,
he is better. Let me say this, Marcus. He's better at literally every skill. Every skill. He's a better thrower. He's a better runner. He's a better player. But it's okay. You know, like,
so why does Josh need the supporting cast at Jalen Hurts?
No, Josh Allen might have the worst collection of wide receivers in the NFL. He has the 24th ranked defense in the NFL. Like, and they have the same number of wins as the Eagles. I don't know what to tell you. All it is that Josh, you can point stats all you want. Josh Allen is a better player than Jalen. It's fine. It doesn't mean that Jalen's not a good quarterback or you can't win a Super Bowl with him. It doesn't.
Well, it's proven that you can, but it's also proven that you can't win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen.
No, that is, it's not. It's not proven. Okay, let me ask you, Marcus. Do you think it was proven that you can't win a Super Bowl with Dan Marino?
Yes.
No.
He hasn't won one.
No, but that doesn't prove that you couldn't. It proves that you didn't. It doesn't prove that you can't.
All right, I got you. I get what you're saying. I get that's semantics, but I get what you're saying.
It's not semantics. It's not semantics.
Up to right now, Spike.
Yeah.
It's been proven. You can win with Jalen Hurts a Super Bowl.
Yes.
No matter what. But listen, hear me out. But with Josh Allen, with so much more talent in every aspect, but he needs the superstar wide receivers. And
no!
He needs the number two defense. That's obviously what it is.
No!
He hasn't done it.
No, but just because, Marcus, I don't know what to tell you. Just because he hasn't done it doesn't mean that he can't. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all. There are plenty of players. I can't do this. Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl. Right?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts won one Super Bowl. Same number of Super Bowls.
He's been to more Super Bowls than
been
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
And you know what? Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. But it's fine. The Eagles have a better football team. And Jalen has come up in big situations, which is a credit to him. And Josh Allen had an opportunity against the Chiefs last year in a big play, and he didn't make the play. And that goes on Josh Allen's resume, absolutely. And they're going to be – you hear every national talking head about Josh Allen – this, and it's unfortunate for his legacy, but they are pointing to this offseason and saying, if you don't do it here, now this might be the worst team of the last 4 years that Josh Allen has had around him, but he's going to have to live with it. His legacy is going to have to live with it if they don't get there. Yeah. Is that fair? I don't know, but it's how it is. And Josh Allen is up against that now.
Now, it's the reality of the situation. And listen, I'll agree with you. I think Josh Allen is the better quarterback. And I think there's an argument that you can make Josh Allen is the best quarterback in football. I mean, there's a legitimate argument. He doesn't have the supporting cast that Joe Burrow has in Cincinnati. He doesn't have necessarily the coach or the defensive coordinator that Patrick had in Kansas City for the years that he was doing what he was doing. And those would be the only two quarterbacks that would even be in that conversation of being better than Josh Allen. If you chose, I wouldn't say there's another quarterback better than Josh Allen. And you know, I like Matthew Stafford, but he's older. I like Lamar, but Lamar, hell, we think Josh Allen has come up short. Lamar's come up even shorter.
Yeah, and Josh Allen has come up short in terms of winning those games. But when you look at his performance.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't play well in those games.
He's not like some playoff choker. Lamar's numbers are bad in the playoffs. Josh Allen's aren't.
So. That's how Peyton's used to be.
Yes, bad.
Peyton Manning's numbers used to be like that.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What do you think about the job Lincoln Riley is doing at USC? Jack, appearing on our San Francisco sister station.
Right next to each other. Right down the road. How far away is L.A. and San Fran? Like a drive.
The opposite ends of the...
Los Angeles is in Southern California, and San Francisco is in Northern California. Okay, it's like 6 hours.
That's all I asked.
Okay.
That's all I asked.
What's next?
Simple question.
Look at a map.
I understand.
Okay.
I've actually never been that side of California.
The country.
Just Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is in Southern California.
It's east. Well, it's by Reno. It's on the eastern side of California.
Yes, right. But it's still in Southern California.
I don't know about
that. You can
that.
Be both south and east.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay.
But you make it seem like it's in Southern California.
What's next?
Why? Because there's snow there. Southern California.
What's next? What is next?
Drive-thru worker.
Would you like fries with that?
Spike. Before I answer, I have a question for you. If you were starting an NFL franchise, would you start it with Shanahan and Purdy or Sirianni and Hurts?
Look.
Tim in Newark.
I didn't ask Mayock because I knew it wouldn't go well.
I did remind you to ask him.
No. I told Ike, I said, I'm not asking Mayock.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Good decision.
Yeah, that's exactly what he doesn't want out of me. Yep. What's next?
Kristen's analysis is accurate. Jack can exhibit anxiety and Ike can indeed be hyper. Jack and Ike's FanDuel apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had us all nailed pretty good.
She did.
But I think
traits.
I think Chuck had her pretty good too. So, what's next?
Lower. Chuck to the camera operator on his upcoming YouTube show.
Oh.
I had nothing to do with that. That was inappropriate.
Well, man, we're trending in the right direction. Yep, that was unnecessary.
Very unnecessary. What's next?
The newly updated list of the biggest Phil's offseason moves. Number one, Kyle Schwarber re-signed. Number two, Bryce wore a t-shirt. Number three, someone sent thirsty text to Bo Bichette. Broad Street, here we come. Frank in Ardmore.
He's got a point. They better get Bichette.
Release the text.
Release the text.
Who texted him? What's next?
Oh, you wanted me to text Bo Bichette. I texted JT Realmuto. Orion Kirkering.
Text line.
Orion's been...
That's funny.
He's been under the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the good thing for him is when he gets announced his first time at the bank, they will give him a standing ovation.
That's what we do.
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, I think people felt bad for him.
Because
I think people feel bad for him.
Why?
Because he
knows
he blacked out on the mound.
Yeah. I think they'll give him a standing O. That would be my bet.
Welcome to the Phillies.
I would bet on it. In fact.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, 100% happening. I'll lead it. I don't care.
Yeah,
the guy pointed to where he should have thrown the ball.
And he blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He blacked out.
But again,
Yeah.
If Atullo loses on Sunday, out of here.
Okay. What's coming up in Fritz at 6?
Well, I really just want to talk about Boba Shett.
I know.
But okay. No, my big topic is, are you sure the Eagles are going to win on Sunday? Okay. I'm not sure.
You know, Mayock shook me a little bit. His tone shook me a little bit.
I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win.
But I'm not sure they're going to win.
Okay.
So I want to see where the people are at.
I'm sure.
Jack will do that for 6.5 minutes, and then I'll start talking about Boba Shett.
No, 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then Buzz for a good 4 to 10.
Okay.
And then Boba Shett.
Right. Yes.
We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.